This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, good morning. I am Nathan Rowe. I'm in for Alan Ford. He has pulled an escape artist trick and skipped the country. He's gone to the Western Cape, which is, as we know, a different country, a desert far, far away from here. But, you know, there's no real escaping Alan. You know, Alan always has to have his 2 cents. And he sent me this. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. And this, of course, is the Unview and the Fabulous Alan Ford. Well, it has arrived. I've now crossed over, after 20 years of this business, into the age of 40. Well, I'm actually on my way to the Cape, so please forgive me for not being in studio. But if you think about it, Nate, I'm still going to be in my dirty 30s in Cape Town. But at least in Johannesburg, I'm in my naughty 40s. I think it's very cool to get older and wiser and to experience the magic that we do every single day. The magic of radio, the magic of people, the magic of interviewing, and the magic of making people smile and think through the arts and through entertainment and through music. And I look forward to celebrating a wonderful, wonderful time in Cape Town, as not only do I do a lot of work, But I will have a celebration of note. On that note, I do want to tell you that I'm looking forward to seeing Kerry Dupree, who takes to the stage at Gate 69 in Bree Street, the most phenomenal drag artist in the world. I look forward to spending some time with two Michelin star chef Scott Parker and Cameron van den Berg. That will be tonight. That's Thursday night.
Cameron's
as they cook
chef.
Up a storm, we're in the process of doing some good work together, and I'll tell you all about that when we're next in studio. A weekend full of fun and entertainment in the Western Province while we wash with less than 50 litres of water a day, or at least try wash. But I got to tell you, a lot of interesting things happening, and I'll tell you all about them as we go forward. We'll look at the Fleur de Cups, which are happening very soon. The Illusionists were incredible this week at Monte Cassino. They truly blew me away. Literally, I was blown away. Went to go and see The Color Purple, a magical production that cannot be missed. And of course, Alan Committee, I went to see again for the second time and laughed more this time around for Planet Mirth. There are lots of other things happening in and around Johannesburg and Cape Town that cannot be missed and mustn't be missed. And also, Nate, I look forward to being at Designing Durban and telling you about some of the greatest creatives in the world coming to Africa to discuss design, creativity, imagination, and branding to some extent. So yes, this is the magic of what I do. I'm on a flight right now, otherwise I would be speaking to you live. But of course, this is the Unview, and Mr. Nathan Rowe, take it away, because you are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. To everybody from the age of 40, it's good to be alive.
That was Alan Ford live from a flight to Cape Town. Well, by live, I mean the voice note he sent me last night. So, yes, Alan Ford is 40, putting the Ford in 40. And, man, we have a really exciting show today because we are talking everything magic, illusion, and, of course, mentalism.
That's right.
My guest in studio is the one and only Larry Soffer. How are you, Larry?
Well, and you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
I always get a little bit nervous when Alan phones me the night before a show and he's like, by the way, I'm going to Cape Town. Auntie's going to Cape Town, so I'm sure you can handle it. So I'm like, oh, well, who have you got in? A singer? And then he's like, no, a mentalist. And I'm like, oh, great.
Totally,
That's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. But do you know what a mentalist is?
I do know what a mentalist is, but I'm not sure everyone listening does. Do you want to break it down?
Basically, a mentalist is somebody who does magic of the mind. So I read minds, I bend metal, predict the future, thought prediction, manipulating matter, all weird and wonderful things. And you guys are going to get to experience some of that here today.
Awesome. Do you notice that people get a little bit stressed around you?
Cause yeah, one time a lady came up to me and she blocked her ears and she said, please don't read my mind. I don't know how I would see through there to see her brain. But
See, I honestly find mentalism absolutely fascinating. And to be honest, I've tried it a few times. Obviously, I have no training. I don't know what I'm doing. But sometimes, especially at airports, I'll sit and I'll stare at people. And I'll try and just figure out their story. You know, I try to figure out where they're coming from, where they're going, why they're here, and kind of like, you know, what they do for a living. I just try to figure things out, and I look for little clues. The other day, I was sitting at an airport, and I saw quite a pretty girl, so she was easy to look at for a long period of time. I probably looked like a stalker. But yeah, she had luggage with her, and I realized the tag on the luggage was like Swedish.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, well, there we go. Well, she's probably from one of the kind of Nordic countries up there. And I started putting her story together, and I unfortunately never go up to them afterwards to see if I'm right. So I have no idea how good I am at this.
You should do that someday. So you do a bit of deductive reasoning on the environment and try to find out what's going on. And
Is it a lot of it that, deductive reasoning, like Sherlock Holmes?
Some of it. But there's so many different aspects to mentalism that it's not one particular thing. So like there's a mentalist in England, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, Darren Brown. He uses a lot of NLP and hypnosis and that
what
kind of thing.
What is NLP?
Neuro-linguistic programming. I said that correct. Right. I'm so glad. Yeah, I didn't get tongue-tied there.
That is beautifully said.
Yeah, thank you. So he uses that. He puts thoughts into people's minds, like he implants thoughts or he uses hypnosis, that kind of thing. My presentation is totally different. I actually read your thoughts.
Okay.
So you think of something, I see your image in your mind, or I hear your voice, and I tell you what you're thinking of. And by no means do I say that what I do is real. I don't say it's not real either. I leave it up to you to decide, so I keep it a bit mysterious.
Right, yes. No, so, that's the beauty of it. I mean, last week we were chatting to Chris Cox from The Illusionists, and we asked him about YouTube and, you know, if that's changed the way magic works, because, you know, now people are watching closely, they're analyzing, and people love kind of analyzing things and ripping it apart and killing it, you know, like movies even. You know, the superhero movies that come out, all the fanboys kind of tear them apart and analyze them to death. And they know so much about what's going on behind the scenes and on set that they don't enjoy the movie when it comes out because they're like, totally. Oh, yeah, this is because the director did this. And, you know,
So I mean, have you ever been on a movie set yourself?
Like, I have been on a couple. Yeah.
It kind of ruins watching movies for a little while after that, because you can see all the cuts and you can see the simplicity of it. In fact, it's not very simple.
Yeah.
It's quite complex, but it almost breaks it down too much and you go, you don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Like the repeat shoots and all that stuff. And I'm sure it's the same with what you do for a living, because you have this, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. And that's what's so exciting about it, you know, because for the audience, they're just seeing, you know, the show that you've put, you know, toiled to put together.
Yes, well, I haven't brought any smoke or mirrors along here today.
Nice.
So I hope you enjoy what I have to show you. But
all you have is your scary eye contact.
Well, I'm looking into your soul.
So what are we doing? What are you going to do? What are you going to show us today?
Well, we'll do a little bit of mind reading, metal bending. You've got some forks and some coins here, I see. Can I use your glasses for a moment?
You may.
Okay, we'll try something quite cool.
I'm not sure I'll see this trick, but
Can you see them if I place them down over here?
Yeah, I can see them, yeah. They're okay, just blurry. Great.
So wave your hands over there. Make sure nothing's there. Okay. And then place your hand right over here like this.
Yeah.
So
I'm you placing my hand over, like just above my glasses.
Yeah, okay. So between the arms of the glasses, right?
Right.
I'm not going to touch them. I don't want you to touch them either, but explain to the audience what you're about to experience, what you're about to see.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh wow! I've noticed the staff have all gathered around the window, the staff of Cliff Central, because what happened was my glasses flipped over, the arms passing past my hand, and they are now upside down. Can you flip them the other way?
That's possible. That's possible.
My goodness. Sure. Okay. So that's
Yeah, we can even do some things with the listeners. I don't know if they can call in or how that works.
Unfortunately, we don't have the phone lines operational at the moment. But we have people that we could bring in if you want.
Yeah, sure. We can do different things.
She looks a bit scared.
She doesn't want to come
frightened.
In.
No, she's worried you're going to lightning her with science. Oh, there we go. Here comes Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Jane is celebrating because it's her birthday today.
Oh, wow.
And Alan's not here.
Jane, okay, cool. In fact, Jane, do you mind? I see you have a watch over there. Do you mind if I use your watch?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Look how trusting you are. Sure.
I'm not scared.
We can get the other guys in. Should we get them in? Yeah, come around.
Yeah,
have a look.
Let's have a look at this.
Okay. So I don't know if I can use your watch over here, but we can try it out and see.
Okay.
Can you see the time there? It's now quarter past.
Can I use my glasses?
Yeah,
then?
You can. Quarter past nine, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Quarter past nine.
You can see there, quarter past nine. Is it Balesa?
This is Jane.
It's Jane.
Yeah. Jane.
Yes.
Jane. Is Balesa over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. You can come in. It's okay. Do you guys want to come in?
Celeste, okay. Come in.
So you can see it's quarter past, right?
Yes.
So Jane, open up your hand there for me. I'm not sure if this is going to work. We're going to try this out. Hold on to your watch.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to touch anything. I want to be very fair about this. So turn your hand over like this, just like this. And just think of a number between 5 and 20. Say it out loud.
20.
Between.
15.
15. You sure about that?
Yes, I am.
You don't want to change your mind?
No, 15.
Okay, so I don't want to come near you. I don't want to touch you. I just want you to tell us when you feel something. And you can tell them, tell the listeners what's actually happening here.
Okay, Jane is sitting awkwardly. She's taken off her watch. She's now holding the face of her watch in her hand. The strap is dribbled down her thumb. And she's getting nervous. The hand is starting to shake.
I am, actually.
So there's no way I can physically get inside your hand right now, Jane, but tell me when you feel this. Just lift your hand up like this. Don't let me come near you. Just a little bit closer here. There's no way I can get inside your hand, but tell me when you feel this.
He gleefully rubs his hands together. He holds
can you
it
feel
above
that?
Her hand.
Ooh.
What do you feel?
I can feel... Oh, my God.
Yes?
Oh, it's like cold.
And like electricity almost, like a cold electricity?
Yeah. It's like you're shocking me.
Yes. That's energy moving through the watch, moving your watch.
Ooh.
15 minutes forward exactly. It should be, it was quarter past, it should be half past. Check it out.
Oh, Intagas.
Oh, God.
Yo.
No.
That is amazing. Is it? Show me, Jane.
That is.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So you did that with cold electricity.
Well, I don't say what I do is real. I don't say it's not real either. And everybody experiences something a little bit different. But you can explain. What did you feel?
But this is real because it was quarter past and now it's half past.
Yeah.
You can see.
And what were you feeling?
I was feel like I'm cold. Like this, like electricity on top of my hands. Under my hands. And now it's half past. Let me see that. Oh.
Yeah.
And the time is... got up, it's like 16 past 9.
Yeah.
And here's half past 9.
Yeah, so we either traveled through time or just your watch did.
Oh my God. How did you do, actually?
Whatever you believe in, you can make happen. Absolutely anything. So whatever you can conceive in your mind, you can make a reality.
I believe you, actually, as you did.
Yeah, so it's like The Secret.
Yeah, so I go around to corporate events and private parties and I inspire people to believe that the impossible is possible.
Yeah. I've noticed that about you. You actually have quite a great philosophy as well behind your mentalism and your magic. So that's what you said. You would love a TV show because then you could reach so many people and you believe that you could actually affect them positively across the board.
Totally. I mean, it's inspiring because, I mean, imagine if these things are possible. Imagine what else is possible in life. If these things are able to be created that I showed you here today, or some I've just shown you a little bit so far, imagine what else is possible. Maybe everybody out there can achieve their goals, their dreams.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, maybe you should meet with government as well because they've got some hefty goals that they've set up with the budget speech yesterday. Free education. Let's see if Larry Soffer can make that happen.
Oh, wow.
Now, you've worked with a lot of celebrities. You've performed for a lot of celebrities.
Hey? Yes, yeah.
Who are some of the more memorable ones? I know Alan Ford will kill me if I don't ask you this because he loves the name
drops. I performed for Alan Ford.
Alan Ford. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Wow.
A Jeannie D's birthday party.
Wow. Geez, all the names being dropped.
And do you know Vinnie Jones?
Yes, I do know Vinnie Jones.
Mike Rutherford from Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeannie. Yeah, said Jeannie D. I was going to say Beyonce. And her husband, I forgot his name.
Jay-Z,
there we go. Jay-Z,
not
Beyonce,
our Jay-Z, her Jay-Z.
Her Jay-Z, not our Jay-Z, no.
you also done some work, you did something for F.W. de Klerk.
Yeah, I took off his watch, actually, without him knowing.
Nice.
If you would like to buy it, I have.
You know, like, when we speak to the illusionists and stuff, I always say, you guys should take more credit for bigger things. I mean, Chris Cox said that it would rain, and it rained.
Yes.
And he's like, that wasn't part of the magic trick, but I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, well, the hail in Cape Town.
So maybe you should take credit for, like, you know.
I take credit for the hail in Cape Town the other day.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. There you go. But maybe also, like, your effect on F.W. de Klerk had some positive outcomes for the country.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying you ended apartheid, but I'm saying think about it.
Yeah,
you
know, totally.
You were there.
Totally. Just put it out there. Yeah, many different celebrities. Michael Johnson, the athlete.
Yes, yeah.
Sure, I have to try and get them into my head. A lot of South African rugby and cricket players.
Yeah.
Everyone's
blown away by it, huh?
Yeah.
It really is just the coolest.
Totally. I mean, how cool is this? You know, you get to put smiles on people's faces, and you get to get them to believe in the impossible.
Definitely.
And get them to understand that there's more to life. In fact, I had a guy come up to me at the J&B Met. You know the J&B Met in Cape Town?
Yes, yeah, of course.
And he said, "Are you Larry Soffa?" I said, "Yes." He says, "I saw you 2 years ago at the J&B Met, and you twisted a spoon for me. And I kept that spoon on my shelf ever since."
Wow.
"And that's kept me rehabilitated from drugs because I know that there's more to life."
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Probably also kept him thinking, how the heck did he do that?
Totally.
So now we have some forks in studio.
Yes.
What do you do with forks? So we know you twist spoons.
Yeah.
Do something with a fork?
In fact, before we do it with a fork, why don't you take one of these coins?
Right.
You can either use the 5 rand or the 2 rand.
I'm going to go with 5 rand because I'm feeling like a big spender.
Okay, cool. And I want you to try and physically bend that coin.
Try and physically bend it. I'm freakishly strong, so.
Do you mind if I stand up for this?
No, stand away. Yeah, you can move the mic. Oh, and it moves by itself.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it?
Maybe just like that. There we go.
My strength is failing me. This is an unbendable. I'm not
coin.
A train, Larry.
Exactly. Right. It probably takes about the force of a train to bend a coin, right?
Wow. Okay.
Or to at least flatten it, yes?
Okay.
Completely. So I want you to put your initials on both sides of that coin.
All right. I'm taking a Koki pen. I'm putting my initials. This money can never be used again because it has my name on it and it's not a collector's item. All right.
Okay, cool. You guys can see that. It's NR, right? Yeah. If you want to put a little drawing on there, you can, or if you want to remember the dates on the coin,
no,
just
I
so
actually,
you know that there's no way that I'm swapping the coin.
I'm going to do a little happy face with an arrow through its head because, well, just I want to see if this can...
Okay, so what I'm about to show you is something I do over the radio. In fact, what happens is that when you're at home and I'm in the radio station across the telephone, I make your spoons and forks bend in your home.
Cheapest.
I make your light bulbs burst, your TV switch on. I even make your car switch off while you're driving
on
the
highway. So you're basically just costing people money.
Totally.
That's
all in the fun of it. Here we go. As you try to bend this coin, you know it's impossible, right? Yeah. Even so, check this out. Watch.
Oh, wow. That's scary. This coin is bending by itself. I'm watching it bend. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Heck, tick. And I can still see my little drawing on it. It's now... Oh, no. Ew. Yeah. Is it cold? Is it cold and electric-y?
Can you straighten this?
I cannot straighten it because, like I said, I'm not a train, Larry. Oh. Jeez, no, that's pretty bent.
Do you guys want to feel it? I see everybody watching in from the outside. If you guys want to come in, you're more than welcome.
That's pretty bent. This we just waste money here at Cliff Central.
And it's the same one with your initials and your drawing, right?
It is the exact same one, yes, with my terrible NR writing there, yeah.
Shows you how weak the Rand is.
Wow. But getting stronger.
But getting stronger, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's only weak for you. I mean, it was pretty strong when I tried to bend it. It's cheap.
Yeah, and that's yours. You get to keep that.
Thank
that's,
you. Yeah. I will keep it.
You can make a ring or a necklace.
I'll try and buy Chappies and see if they'll give it to me.
Okay,
awesome,
cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Wow. So, Okay, we've bent money.
Yeah, you can check out this fork. Make sure to...
We've changed Jane's timeline. Okay. Here's
it's
a fork.
It's solid. It's your forks, your coins.
Okay, would you like to hear the fork? Okay. It's solid. I think I could bend this with my
yeah, and that's why I did it with
amazing
a coin
strength.
Exactly. You could probably bend a fork or a spoon, your normal cutlery in your own home. It will bend, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. It's not silverware. So, but that coin, definitely not possible, right?
Not possible, no.
Okay. So, look, if I take this fork and I just shake it like this, you can actually see it bending.
I used to do this trick at school with a pen. Oh, wow. Okay, not like that, though. Wow, the fork is bent.
I'll try and bend a little bit further without touching it. Tell them what you see.
All right. Oh, my goodness. It's kind of freaky. It's freaky because it's like it's alive. The fork is folding in half just by itself. Wow, that is insane.
I'll bend this even further. Maybe you can stand over there and you can have a good look at this. I'm going to try and bend it even further, like in the movie The Matrix. Have you seen The Matrix?
I have seen The Matrix.
This time without the camera tricks. Remember that scene with the little boy?
Yes, there is no spoon.
Exactly. He takes a spoon and he says, there is no spoon, and he makes it warp over, right?
Right.
I'm going to try and bend it like in that scene.
He is just holding the fork and he is moving it with his mind. My goodness. Jeepers. Now that is hard to eat a lasagna with. Jeepers. The fork is now in half. It's basically useless as a fork, just like my R5 is now useless for chappies.
Can we use Palesa for this?
Yes, please. Please bring Palesa because she's the most frightened.
So Palesa, let's get your mic over here and come in as close as you can. Just come in this way.
Say good morning, Palesa.
Hi.
All right. This is Palesa. She's our production manager. Let's go.
You can feel the fork. Make sure it's really bent. It's not an illusion of any sort.
Yeah, it is bent.
Okay, cool. And it's solid, right?
It really is solid? It's yeah.
Bent as sear. Sure.
Can you open up your right hand there for me? I'll just straighten this for you. Okay. And just hold on to the fork and tell us when you feel an energy around your hand, like a tingling kind of sensation, all right? Has it already started? Or you're just a bit nervous?
I'm just a bit nervous.
Okay, that's okay. I have that effect on women. Okay, so here we go. Palesa, here we go. Tell us when you feel something. And you can tell them what you see.
Palesa is holding the fork.
You feel that?
Larry gently strokes the air around her hand. She shivers.
Can you feel it?
No.
You'll feel something, don't worry.
Continues
right
to
there,
caress.
Like a tingling, fuzzy sensation.
Yeah.
You feel that?
Yes.
Can you feel that building up into slight pressure?
Yeah.
Like I'm starting to squeeze,
yes.
Right? Yes. Yes? Now, just in case they're not too sure that you're really feeling this, I want you to close... Yeah. Are we allowed to say that, yeah?
Yes, we can.
Oh, cool. Okay, fuck
Cliff
it.
Central.
Fuck it, eh? Okay, cool. Let's just fucking swear. Okay. So here we go. Close your eyes. Whenever I touch you, I want you to say yes, but nice and loud so everybody can hear, okay?
Okay. She's got her eyes closed.
So Palesa, you're going to do this. Palesa, you can just look at me. Every time I touch you, you're going to say yes, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to do this. Yes, oh yes. No, I'm just kidding. Just a normal yes.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. Just a normal yes will do
okay.
Fine.
I already
right?
did that show on the sex show.
Okay, so close your eyes. Whenever I touch you, just say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Open up your eyes. That last one where you kind of shivered a little in your voice. Did you enjoy that?
Wow.
Well.
Did and I you did that her? Without even touching her. Yeah, sure.
You were not touching me.
No, sure. His soul
but
was touching
But you felt that,
me.
Right?
Yes.
I'm very good at long-distance relationships. What you felt was actually energy passing through into the fork, making it so soft that it actually melts.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Palesa has used her magical powers to melt a fork. So, yeah, what do explain your thoughts there, Palesa? What the actual what? What the fork? Sheepers. Okay, so the fork has been completely twisted.
It looks like untwist, a
silver piece of licorice.
I can try. No.
Oh, has it solidified again?
Can you untwist it?
No, it's sheepers.
You probably need a vise and some pliers to get that back, right?
No, it's not twisting back. All right, let me see if I can hold it and use my energy to melt it. No. No, energy's useless. Well done, Larry Soffer.
Yeah,
your mother must have hated you.
Yeah, totally,
up,
totally.
It's like, where's Palesa, my don't silverware?
Go away, don't go away just yet. Come join us. You get to keep this. You've seen it warp over. You've seen it twist.
Yes.
Check this out, watch.
Oh, my goodness. He just made one of the prongs of the fork move. And it is now bent as well. So that is a dangerous implement.
Instead
now.
Of just doing it with one tine, I'm going to make this a little bit more beautiful for you. And Palesa, you get to keep this. This is yours to take home with you, okay?
Oh, wow. He's made her a fork flower.
And you can feel those tines. They're pretty tough.
Sure.
Thank you.
He gave you a fork without even buying you dinner first.
No, Palesa, I actually had a vision about you.
No.
In fact, it was a dream. And
there
you
go.
Coming a little bit closer. I actually had a dream about you last night. And in my dream, you helped me out. And don't worry, it wasn't kinking anyway at all. You chose a card. I saw which card you chose. This morning, I turned that card upside down in this pack. So if you had to think of a card right now, and I had to match that card that's upside down, that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah.
What card would you think of?
Should I tell you?
You can say it.
Ace.
Ace of what?
Spade.
It's so weird. Underneath the top card over here, like I said, there's one card that's turned face down in the entire face-up pack. Wouldn't it be so weird if that was the...
She's out. She's out. Wow. Was it right? Show us. Yes. Ace of spades. Maverick. Go. Good job. What else happened in your dream?
The view. that's for Palesa and I to talk about after.
Oh, right, okay, cool. Now, Palesa, you may notice that you might feel a little tingling in your stomach. It's called the miracle of.
I need to get out.
Before you get impregnated by a mentalist, just with his mind.
Immaculate conception, right?
Yo. Okay, wow. Some amazing stuff. We're going to go to the lines in just a moment. We're going to chat to another one of the illusionists that's out in the country.
Okay, cool.
I'm very excited to chat to him. He's an escape artist. Shame, do you want to sit back down or are you happy standing?
Yeah, that's cool.
I know you usually stand for a full show.
Yes, no problem.
Amazing stuff, hey? It's so weird to see this stuff happen in
real life,
real life, yeah. Bending coins and forks.
And that's a solid coin. That's your 5-rand coin.
Yeah. So I even if you did bend this with your hand, I'd be like, that's impressive.
Yeah,
that's,
man of steel, right?
Yeah, because I can't. So, sure, good going. Thank you. So now growing up, did you...
I always believed I had healing abilities, so I could take away people's pain by touching them or by putting my hands over them. And by no means am I a healer at this point. In fact, I don't do it at all because people use that as a crutch. So when they go to somebody to get healed, they get better, and then they go back again. And there's a lot of charlatans out there, and I don't want to promote that kind of thing either, you know?
Of course, yeah.
The reason why I do what I do is basically just to inspire people to believe that anything is possible. So to believe to see instead of seeing to believe. Because most people say, I'll see it before I believe it, right?
Yes.
But that way you only experience other people's creations. But if you can actually believe to see, you can believe in your own ideas, you can then create those ideas, and thereby become the master of your own destiny.
Amazing. That is so cool. I love that. And then your take on spirituality. I know that you are quite a spiritual person.
Yes.
Very different to the mentalist character on the TV, who was quite an atheist, non-believer in anything magic. He kind of thought everything is illusion, right?
Yes.
But you have a different take on that. Like you said, you thought you could heal people when you were a kid. Do you still believe in the power of like the human spirit? I mean, obviously you do, but...
Totally.
What evidence do you have for that? I mean, like in your own life.
Well, I'll give you evidence in your life. What happens when you leave your body?
What happens when I leave my body?
Your body goes into rigor mortis, right?
Oh, right. I haven't left just yet. Like, so I don't know.
Like when you die, right? When a person dies, their body goes into rigor mortis.
That's why they call them a stiff.
Yeah, exactly. So we're actually putting life into our cells to be able to move this body, to make it mobile, to make it light. But when we leave it, when we die, it goes stiff, it gets heavy.
Sure.
Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible, yeah. And I know that, you know, just the belief in consciousness is a huge debate in the scientific community at the moment about what consciousness actually is.
Mm.
And it's been throwing scientists off for a while. And they're starting to, I mean, I know a lot of fringe scientists, I'm not sure about, you know, your standard scientists. They're kind of experimenting with things involving the spirit and the soul and, you know, trying to make sense of that. And I think it's so funny that it's something we used to apparently know a lot more about back in the day.
Totally. There's been so many mixed up ideas into it.
Yeah.
And we think the soul is this little ball in our stomach or something like that that goes to heaven, right?
Right, yeah.
But that's also something that's been indoctrinated. It's not necessarily the truth.
What do you believe it is? Do you have a set thing, or is it just something that's too big to think about?
Well, I believe that you are the spirit. I am a spirit. And okay. I have this body and I have a mind.
So you're driving it around like a car, basically.
Exactly.
The body. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, so going back to mentalism and your live show, you are there to wow, you are there to inspire. Do you ever get any flack for it? I know, like, just watching Palesa's reaction to some of that stuff, it's frightening to a lot of people. Do you ever get, like, quite a lot of backlash for that? You know, people saying that you're a dark wizard. Or,
yeah, sometimes, you know, people call me the devil. I get quite offended because I'm really not. I'm the devil's father.
Gareth will love you. Yeah, I think he's the devil's former roommate.
See,
yeah,
that's how we know each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you? What would you say to someone if, you know, they said to you like, "Oh no, you using dark magic or superpowers that you shouldn't be playing with"? What's your kind of response to that?
Well, everybody's got their own beliefs and things, and I think people need to actually have a look and see what is reality and what is not. So the thing is that evil things will create evil. Good things will create good, and I think that's the basic of it. People think that, well, there are some people out there who have been indoctrinated to believe that miraculous things can come from evil.
Mm.
I don't really see how that is the truth, because if something's truly miraculous and it creates a positive effect, how is that evil?
Yeah.
It's not, right?
For sure.
If somebody is healed in some way, or if somebody feels better, or if somebody's more inspired to create something in their life, and once again, I'm not saying that I'm a healer. In fact, I don't, so don't email
me on
that.
Well, you could make a lot of money. I bet you could fill up the dome
with one of those. Now, if somebody's using that and saying that they're a healer and let's say they're not, that's evil, right?
Mm, yeah.
If they're using...
it's usually for monetary gain.
Yeah, if they're using it for monetary gain and they're actually pulling the wool over people's eyes, that's evil.
Mm.
They're not doing something good. There's a pretense, but if you see the actual end result, the end result is a bad result.
Yeah.
Because people get led down a path that's not true.
Yeah, sure.
So when you are led more toward truth and you're actually creating a good end result, that obviously comes from a good place. And so I think that's where one needs to differentiate and actually look, what is good, what is bad, what's creating a good result, what's creating a bad result. Okay, that is actually a good thing because it created a good result. But that thing, even though it had the pretense of being good, what result did it create? It created a bad result.
Right.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
And that's evil.
Right. And there's a lot of that going on, like you said, even in politics. I mean, you look at the kind of negative stuff that is spewed over the world.
All the lies. If it's harmful lies and it's changing people's lives for the worse, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. And they often think it's for the greater good or the better, but it's actually just for their greater good or their better.
Totally. If you're doing something that's from the greater good from your heart and for everybody around you, so for yourself and for everybody else around you, hey, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Awesome. So now you gave me something earlier. Well, do you want to, shall we do that now?
Yeah. So I gave you the opportunity to read your mind, right? I didn't I didn't tell you what to think of. You haven't told me what you're going to think of, but I told you we're going to do this. I'm going to get you to think about a few random things.
Yes.
So I'm guessing there are a few random thoughts going through your head
yes,
right now,
of
right?
Of course. Always.
In fact, maybe we can get one of the ladies in here again, and if that's okay.
Yeah.
And then we can try that with you. And then after that, I'm going to show you how one of you can actually read my mind.
Right. We're just trying to convince Palesa. Come, let go of that flagpole. Just, yeah, just drag her off, Jane. Yes, drag her. Drag her. Okay,
yeah,
she's back.
You can come have a seat here, Palesa. You know, people ask me with these abilities, do I ever go and gamble? And I do. And sometimes I win. And sometimes the casino loses.
Nice.
So I went to a casino one day. I got one of these gift dice. It's a little box made into a dice.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can put your finger inside there. It's okay, just put your finger
in. She's frightened.
Yeah. Ah, just kidding, just kidding. Sure. Wow. Palesa, you can bring the mic down if you... it's just a little box, right? Just okay. A little box, nothing inside, right? So you're going to choose a number. Whatever number you choose, let it face up so Nathan can see it. Mm-hmm. Then cover your hand over it so I can't see, even so the camera can see it. I'll turn away. You let me know when you're happy. So if you chose one, you do that. Two, you do that. Four, six, five... three and so on, right? I've shown you all numbers so you know that I'm not influencing your thought in any way at all.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
So we can't say this on air while you're here. Hey? So yeah, we've got to keep this secret.
Yeah, don't
even
say
from
what
you,
number
the
it
listeners.
Is.
All right.
And Nathan, you can keep me honest, make sure I'm not peeking.
Yeah, okay. He's facing the wall like a naughty child. All right. We have the number. She's showing the camera just for proof. All right. We have the number. Now what do you do, Larry? Do you...
Is
come out of naughty.
So
is it face? It needs to face up, hey?
So it's
number.
Facing up so she can still see it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. It's important that you still see it.
Yes.
Just is your hand covering it?
Yes, your hand is covering it.
Okay, this is so interesting. I believe you changed your mind around a little bit, so I can turn around now and I won't see anything, right?
Yeah.
I think initially, you're quite creative, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So most creative people go for a number like a 5 or a 6. I think you were thinking about one of those, yeah? And then you changed your mind down to number 2 because you're quite skeptical about
this. Oh, wow.
Yeah?
That is the number.
Wow.
Sure. So you're a creative skeptic, Palesa. You just got analyzed by a mentalist.
So look, we can do this again. You can change your mind as many times as you like. You've got numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Let me know when you're happy, Palesa. And once again, Nathan, keep me honest here.
Yeah. Okay, back to the naughty corner for Larry Stoffer. Palesa's now racking her brain. She's like, am I creative? Am I skeptical? Am I just one of the dumb ones? What should I go for? Okay, she's shown me the number. She's showing the camera. All right, she's put it down on the table. She's covering it up desperately in the hope that Larry can't see. All right, Larry, back to you.
Okay, perfect. So, Palesa, I'm getting that you are a bit skeptical about this. Is that true? Yeah? Okay, she's nodding her head.
Yeah,
I know you can't hear it
crying.
Across the radio, but okay, nodding her head and crying. So look, Palesa, I think you changed your mind quite a few times. I think initially, most people, the first time around, they'll go for number 4. I think that's what you wanted to go for when you had like a free choice in your mind. But then the skepticism kicked in again, and you were like, I need to try and trick this guy and see, like, is this really real? That was the thought in your mind. Is that correct?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
so did you originally go for a 4? Okay.
And then you changed your mind to a number 2 because you thought that you would try and trick me, right? And then you also thought about number 6 again. And then you changed your mind because you were like, well, he already mentioned like 5 or 6. So maybe he'll think that I'll go for, maybe he won't think I'll go for that this time around. And then when you chose it, you thought, no, he's going to think that I'm going to go for number 6 because that's maybe what he wanted me to do from the first time around. Mm-hmm. And then you changed your mind again down to number 3.
And the answer is, unveil it. Number 3.
Yes.
Oh, right again. Wow. I don't know if you're just easy to read, Palesa.
I think I am easy to read, maybe.
Yeah, sure. You just have all your thoughts out there, hey? You weigh them on your sleeve.
I'm so shocked.
No, yeah, see?
So look, I mean, Nathan, we can try this with you. This was just a little bit of a warm-up.
And I don't know.
You
I'm
can
quite
stay with us.
I'm quite a creative skeptic myself, so I don't know. I think I can fool you.
Okay, cool. So let's go for it. But let's try and work together as well, even though I know you want to fool me. But
No, I don't want to fool you.
I'm getting that you have a lot of thoughts going through your head at this point. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, let me just put this down over here. My phone's going off. I don't want it to vibrate on there.
Oh, it's fine. People love vibrating on this table. It's,
oh, really?
The things this table has been through. My goodness.
Okay, cool. Somebody was just calling me today, but that's totally cool. So you got a lot of thoughts going through your head right now. I want you to focus your mind on one thought. First of all, I haven't told you what to think of. Mm. You haven't told me what you're about to think of. And also, there's nothing written down anyway. Is that true?
True.
Okay, cool. So I want you to look out across the cliffcentral.com logo over there.
Mm.
And I want you to think, just in your mind, of any person or any object in your life. Do that now.
Yes.
You got something?
Got it, yeah.
Good, change your mind.
Okay.
Got something else?
Yes.
Good, change your mind again.
Okay, yes.
Good, change your mind again, but this time commit to a thought.
Okay,
cool. I'm getting that right now you're thinking of a person, is that correct?
Correct.
I'm getting that you were going to think of this person somewhere along the line on the way through, and then you change your mind to something else, and then back to this person again.
True.
Okay. And you were like, oh, should I do that? Should I choose something totally new? That was the thought in your mind, and yes, you were a bit confused there.
It's just actually hard for me to think of people because, you know, I don't often think of the people.
I
thought of the people.
Okay, good. Right. Good. Let me come a little bit closer toward you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Just put your hand on top of mine.
Like you want to hold hands?
Yeah, right. We're going to do that. So left, just put right. Your hand right over here. Okay, good. And I want you to look at me and just think about this person. Just think male, female, male, female, male. It's a male, yes?
No, it's a female.
Okay, that's kind of interesting because I'm getting a female with a male name, something like that.
Yes.
Is that right? Like that's what you're kind of thinking in your head?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting darker hair. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. I'm getting that you were going to think of a male. Is that right? On the way through.
Onto this one. Yeah. Well, yes. I was just wondering if I had to think about the one that you wanted me to focus on. So I initially did think of a male, and then I went to the one I was supposed to focus on. Yes.
Yeah, when you were gonna change your mind, and then you weren't sure should you change your mind to the same person that you were thinking of.
Yeah,
and you got a little bit confused there, right?
Right.
But you could have chosen anything that you wanted in your life, essentially. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Anything or any person, and you got something. This is a female, dark hair. Mm. It's not a love relationship in any way. Is it? Yes. Yeah. Because I'm getting like quite a few years. I'm getting that it's kind of like, I'm getting this person's quite like a funny, jovial kind of person. Is that correct?
Correct.
And sometimes you get a bit too jovial for her, so she actually puts you in a place. Puts you in your place. Yes. And she's like, "That's enough now."
It's been known to happen.
Yes. Okay. I'm getting that you guys get along really well. I'm getting a lot of affinity between you two. I'm getting a lot of good communication. You never have many fights.
True.
You actually, you're both very relaxed kind of people.
True.
You just get like a little bit like, a little bit, you know, the most is maybe a little bit irritated with each other, and that's about it.
True.
Okay. I want you to imagine this person over here. So it's your girlfriend, right? You're not married at this point. You are speaking about engagement, though, in the next year. That's something that you weren't too sure about, but it's something that she is.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I don't read her thoughts.
Okay, cool.
My mentalism skills are limited.
Okay, cool. So I want you to imagine her over here in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want you to just say hello to her in your mind. Never say anything out loud. Just say hello and say her name. If I could get her name, this would be insane, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Really.
I'm getting something to do with Shane. Who's Shane?
Shane is... not a Shane, but I know where you are with that, because her surname is often pronounced that way. But it's
is it Cain or
Sheen?
Sheen,
yeah.
Okay, I'm getting something like that in your mind. So I want you to just say her name in your mind. So you're going to say hello and say her name. So imagine her right here, and imagine that you're greeting her right here, and you're saying hello and her name. Here we go. We're going to do this now. So you're going to say hello.
In my
Ricky.
Mind. That is the one.
Ricky?
My goodness. Yes, that's my girlfriend's name, who apparently wants to get engaged soon. Sure. I need to maybe have a talk with her. Sure. I know her mom's listening, so sure. Hi, Mom. Wow, that is amazing.
Thank you.
Jeepers. Okay. Because that is a hard name to get. First of all, when you said it's a guy's name, it usually is, you know. Ricky is not generally a girl's name. So
totally.
Wow. Mind-blowing.
Now, the reason why I showed you this is because I believe that we all have these abilities. So maybe we can get to, it's Jane, right?
Yes, Jane.
So Jane hasn't partaken for a while. It is her birthday.
Well,
so
is Jane busy working the phones, or is Jane going to come through? And oh, she's going to come through. Cool. All right.
So look, I believe that we all have these abilities.
Okay. So do you think Jane can read minds?
I believe that if Jane feels that this is possible, do you believe that it's possible to read minds, Jane?
You know what? I don't believe in this thing, but today I believe everything. I even scared to wear my watch. Like, I can't even wear it.
I was going to say, what happened to it? Did he take it like he took FW to clerks?
You know what? Like, I have no words to say to you.
Well, thank you. You know what? Whatever you believe in, you can make happen. Absolutely anything, Jane. So you believe that it's possible, right?
Yeah, I believe.
So that's all that's needed for this next effect. So right now, you're going to read my mind. So Jane, I'm going to get you to stand here right next to Nathan.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to... No, it's Larry Soffa, but thank you. Yeah, you can stand...
The devil's father, not Jesus. Quite different.
So Jane, you're going to come stand over here. And I'm going to... be behind that mic over there, okay? And let's just adjust everything so it's all in place. And you're going to stand behind Jane so you can see over her shoulder, okay? So you can come this way.
All right. Okay. Larry Soffa, director and mentalist. Ooh, and attached to a chair, apparently.
Escape artist.
You escaped that chair. Good, yes. Good job.
Okay, cool. So Jane, you're with me, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Jane, you're going to take this pad. Okay, and you're going to take this marker, mm-hmm. All right, and I'm going to think of a 3-digit number, and I'm going to send that number from my mind through to your mind one number at a time.
Okay? Oh, you're going to have him in your mind.
So you have to read, I have to read your mind?
Yes, you're going to read my mind.
Okay,
cool. So here we go. Okay, Jane, you're going to hold the pad here like this,
like this.
You're going to give space for 3 numbers across. So just like this, you're going to give space for 3 numbers across. Write each number large. So if you wrote number 2, you're going to write it like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Here we go.
They stand opposite each other like UFC fighters.
Exactly.
Armed with Sharpies.
So yeah, you're going to write it down so the camera can see and so Nathan can see next to you, okay?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to leave my mark over here. Jane, none of my numbers are 0. There's no repetition of numbers like 111 or 222. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And there's no sequence like 123, 246, or 579. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So basically, this is a very random number and a very difficult number. And I've made it difficult, so if you get this wrong, it's okay. But Jane, if you get this correct, this will be unbelievable. So you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Here comes the first number. Just listen to my thoughts. I'm getting that you have a number in your head already. Can you just wipe that out of your mind for me, please? No. Wipe it out of your mind. Don't write it down.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm going to send you my number. If you have a number, that's yours, not mine, okay?
Yeah.
Here comes the first number. Whatever you got, write it down. Okay, Jane, here comes the second number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Did you get something?
Mm-hmm.
Good, write it down. Right next to it, right? Okay, so did you write it at the end of the page or did you write right next to it?
Next to it.
Okay, so is there space at the end for another?
But she's writing very large.
Because you say, must I write it large? There's no space.
Okay, cool. So do you want to tear it up? Just tear it up and then write those 2 numbers a little bit smaller. So don't let me see it.
So you can fit 3.
So you can fit 3, yes. Okay, cool. So just write them next to, just a little bit smaller knots.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Here comes the last number. You ready for this, Jane?
Yes.
Look at me. Don't think. Just look at me and listen. Wait, you got 2 numbers there. Yes? You want to listen again? That one right there. Go ahead. Write it down. Whatever you got, write it down. Go for it. Don't doubt yourself. So, Jane, I have no idea if you got this, but if your number matches mine in any way, like even if you got 2 numbers out of 3, this would be insane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is literally a number between 100 and 1,000. So, Jane, if you got this, my number was 461.
Oh, oh, she's just collapsed. Oh, my goodness.
That's insane.
The father of the devil just pushed her over with his magic.
That sure, is insane. Jane. Most people get two numbers out of three. You got all three numbers.
So Jane, come to the mic. So how does it feel to be a mentalist?
I didn't know.
How did you read his mind?
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
You know what? I'm shaking, actually.
Why are you shaking? Are you scared of the power that you have? But now do you believe you can do anything?
Oh my God.
I
did this.
But you got to be careful, Larry, because she's the kind of person that will take her powers and use them for evil.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know you. You're going to strike people with lightning now.
Oh my God. You think I can do this?
Anything is possible. You're capable of achieving anything. Thank you very much, guys. I have to be on my way.
Yes,
but it was fantastic.
Yeah, sure. I've been so caught up, I've forgotten the time.
This.
Well done, Jane. You are amazing.
So, yeah, Larry, if people want to get a hold of me, they can go to the website, larrysoffer.com. Everything is Larry Soffer on social media. So, Twitter is Larry Soffer, so it's S-O-F-F-E-R. And also Instagram is Larry Soffer. Facebook is Larry Soffer. I look forward to talking with you guys, to meeting with you.
Do you have any shows coming up that people can get tickets for and come watch you?
Like I said, I mainly do corporate events and private parties, but there are some public shows that we are planning, and we'll definitely let you guys know about it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Larry Soffer. Amazing, amazing magic mentalist, illusionist, everything. We even saw him do an escape routine from a chair that he had been entangled with his headphone cables, and it was quite amazing. Also, big thank you to Jane the mentalist, Palesa the frightened victim here. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is The Unviewed. Next week, hopefully Alan Ford will show up for work, and we'll have more magic, more excitement, more entertainment for you. This is The Unviewed. Thank you.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.